number 1337 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jonathan Ruiz. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Do You Want to Do Something in This Summer? First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it.
Depending on what they do, many popular outdoor activities can be performed unvaccinated. Once vaccinated, you can resume many indoor and outdoor activities that you may not have been able to do before the pandemic. If these activities are not available out of season, use activities where the weather permits. For non-vaccinated people, outdoor activities in which you live offer a lot of space for you and others and represent a lower risk of spreading the COVID-19 virus than indoor activities. Although various activities may not be possible this season, there are many opportunities to be active in nature this year. Many of the activities you enjoy are close to where you live, so you can visit your favorite public, state or national parks or spend time in your neighborhood. Hardworking parents are always looking for the best summer activities for their children. Whether you work from home or stay at home or are someone who works outside the home, you need practical ideas to keep your children occupied during the summer months. Otherwise, they may get too much screen time, which is not good for their mental and physical health. Check out this list of 100 things you and your children can do to combat summer boredom. Don't let your kids have all the fun. Many of these activities are fun for the whole family. You can turn this list into your summer bucket list, or you can pick some of your favorite lists so that you can make great memories together. You can open a time capsule for Thanksgiving or graduation. Let family members write about what they are grateful for and add special items to the capsule. Your answers to these questions will be limited to your own interests and activities, but it's about making sure you tell your interviewer how the summer experiences have helped you be the person that you are today. The college wants to see that you're not the kind of student who lets 3 months go by without anything productive. Doing something that you enjoy distracts you from problems and helps you overcome challenges in life. It shows that you can always do something that makes sense and is productive. The question of your summer activities has some similarities to the question of what you do in your spare time. Summer is much more important than a few hours off at weekends, and your interviewer will be looking for something meaningful that you have accomplished in the months out of school. Your answer to this question will, of course, depend on what you have done during the summer, but I have worked hard to identify some meaningful activities during your summer break before you enter the interview room. We've done most of the things on this list as a family, but we always look forward to doing some leftover things. I hope that through this list you will find new things you want to try at home. Have fun and unique family memories that will be remembered for many years to come. Call your friends and let the kids hang out in a local playground where they can play on swings, carousels, and more. Getting the kids together for a picnic in a local state park can be a fun group activity. Click here for some creative and fun DIY foam activities that your kids will enjoy. Have fun coloring with chalk with your kids, and you can create a fun chalk mural design. With paper plates, paint mixers, and balloons, you can do fun summer activities for children outdoors. Check out this recipe from another mother to make colorful play dough with your kids. The whole family will have fun outdoing each other with their various brands of creativity. Whitewater rafting is an extreme sport, so be careful if you have a summer bucket list idea. Take an exciting ride on an inflatable raft down the river and encounter rapids. Go camping. Sit outside. Read a good book. Talk with friends and family and use the time to complete the ideas on this summery bucket list. This is a starting point for those who want to get out of their comfort zone and try something new and different. Many of you may have experienced some of these proposals, but it is an idea you have been thinking about, so here are a few starting points. You don't have to wait for a life-changing experience to begin. There are many amazing things you can do now for yourself. For more travel-related ideas, check out these 27 beautiful tattoos, which tell their own travel stories. From creative buckets to a-listers, you can learn how to build the perfect sand castle.
Episode 1337 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Jonathan Ruiz. Adios.